Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
The cattle futures market finished the day pretty quiet. We had about a $1 range in the October live cattle, which is pretty small compared to what we have been seeing over the last couple of months. But October and December both finished in the red. October down 57 at 99.80. December down 30 at 105.85. February live cattle up 20. April's up 35. Feeders were anywhere from 30 to $1.12 higher. November and January were both just over a dollar higher on the day, but then out in April, only 12 higher at 134.60. Boxed beef at midday was higher. It was 17 cents higher on choice at 218.41. Select was up 56 cents at 192.53. The boxed beef market has been inching lower over the last couple of, since the Tyson fire, which has taken out some of those profit margins. It was estimated that their beef packer margins were somewhere around $350 a head, which has pretty much come down quite a bit here as boxed beef has come down roughly $20 a hundredweight since mid-August. Hogs today were up 10 in December at 67.90. Still ongoing problems with that African swine fever spreading through Asia. Now the South Korea has reported a second case, so it looks like it's still an ongoing problem.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain markets today were mixed here. We had corn and beans both slightly higher, with corn up 1 to 2 cents, beans up 3 to 5 cents. The wheat futures down 2 in Chicago and down about 1 in Kansas City. Cotton today down 17 at 60.33. This time of year, we start to look for some early freezes and that sort of thing. We have not seen anything in the forecast to threaten the corn and bean harvest. And that's why we're not seeing any real explosive move here in the grains. There has been some cash market movement on the wheat market. We had Egypt buying 180,000 tons of metric tons of wheat from Russia. Algeria bought 600,000 from various places. Turkey bought 250,000. The U.S. is still just a little bit overpriced here relative to the rest of the world. The Black Sea is still $20 or $30 a ton cheaper than us here in the U.S. Plus, the freight added onto that makes it a little bit worse. Yesterday's ethanol production was 1.003 million barrels per day, down 2% from last week and down about 4.5% from last year. Ongoing concerns there with the ethanol states and the Trump administration here and the biofuel waivers. They're currently having meetings. And then the U.S. and China meet today. There's talk that the Chinese want to see U.S. farmland, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.